Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
One of my students, Darla M., says, "Your zombie debt information is the most intriguing. I love this course and am dying to learn more on this topic." Well, thanks for your terrific comment, Darla, and for being a student of my best-selling online class, Get Out of Debt Fast, Your Proven Plan for Debt-Free Personal Finances. I agree that zombie debt is something that most people don't know about or really understand. So this show is going to give you a little bit more information. We're going to review what zombie debt is, how to stay safe from terrifying zombie debt collectors, the statute of limitations on debt, and four ways to handle an old debt. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance author who's hosted Money Girl since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I also work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a financial spokesperson and money speaker. And I'm really passionate about being the founder of The Money Stack, a newsletter and community helping you build your bank account and live rich on your terms. I want to invite you to a Money Stack event that's coming up. It's a live workshop called Your Debt-Free Blueprint, How to Get Out of Debt Fast. We'll have an hour of in-depth instruction and then at least 30 minutes of Q&A where you can ask me anything. So just subscribe to the free Money Stack newsletter and you'll automatically get an invitation to register. Everyone who signs up will also receive the video replay, so it's not a problem if you can't attend the live event. Make this the year you finally take control of your debt, create a debt elimination plan, and get on the path to financial security and success. That's what you're going to come away with from this workshop. So I'm super excited about it. As always, you can reach me, sign up for the newsletter, and register for events at lauradadams.com. I really hope to see you in the workshop. So let's talk about the zombie debt that Darla mentioned. Well, first of all, if you've ever experienced a rough patch in your financial life and you could not pay a debt, you know how upsetting that can be. Or maybe that hasn't happened to you, but you know someone struggling with debt. Maybe you can recommend this show or give them tips for making critical decisions about that debt after listening to this episode. When you have past due accounts, getting calls from debt collectors and seeing your credit scores plummet can be highly stressful, and it, you know, typically happens pretty quickly. So whether you're ready to clean up any bad marks on your credit report, or you've got a really old, ancient account coming back from the dead to haunt you, known as zombie debt or phantom debt, it's essential to understand your rights and options when it comes to these old debts. So first of all, I want to talk about how old debt affects your credit history, because this can affect maybe, you know, the strategy that you use for handling that debt. So we want to understand how it affects your credit history. The nationwide credit bureaus, these are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, can keep accounts in your credit files for just a certain period. Your accounts with positive on-time payment information, so, you know, no black marks, all good stuff, they remain in your credit files for 10 years. However, your accounts with any negative information, like late payments or getting turned over to a collections agency, they only stay in your credit files for 7 years. Now, there are some exceptions, like certain types of bankruptcies. Those do show up in your credit reports for up to 10 years. But, you know, the idea is that the bad stuff is falling off your credit reports faster than the good accounts. So that's good. But there is a common misconception about old debt that if you pay it, like, you know, if you've got something that's past due, but you say, all right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and pay it or settle it for less than you owe, that it will just instantly disappear from your credit reports and quickly boost your credit scores. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Whether you pay a portion or the total amount of an old debt, it does not go away. As I mentioned, every old debt with negative information stays on your credit report for 7 years after the original date that it became delinquent. So having old accounts with negative information is not good because it hurts your credit scores. However, I will say those accounts do become less damaging to your credit as they age. So, you know, as you make new positive on-time payments, that good fresh data is a powerful way to repair your credit. So don't let having a negative account in your credit file, you know, prevent you from having good positive payments going forward. Don't give up. You know, those positive on-time payments are definitely going to help you. Okay, now that you understand that old debt is going to stay on your credit reports for 7 years, let's talk about a different time limit, which is called the statute of limitations. The statute of limitations on debt is a law that sets a deadline for when a creditor can sue you for an unpaid debt. And it does vary depending on the state where you live, the type of debt you owe, and your agreement with the creditor. For instance, the statute of limitations on credit card debt in some states is 3 years, but it can go up to 10 years in others. Some debts, such as income taxes and federal student loans, don't have a statute of limitations because you are always on the hook for them. So even if it's been 7 years since you became delinquent on an old debt and it's now fallen off your credit history, be aware that the creditor may still be legally allowed to sue you for that debt, just depending on the statute of limitations. So the credit report and the statute of limitations are two different things that often get confused. Also, even if the deadline for a creditor to sue you has passed, so let's say you have a very old credit card debt, it's, let's say, 4 years old, and the statute of limitations in your state is 3 years, so that statute of limitations has expired, that doesn't wipe away a debt because you technically still owe the money, even though the creditor can't sue you. So the statute of limitations exists to encourage creditors to act sooner than later to recoup their loss. Creditors can contact you. They can ask you to pay an outstanding debt. They can offer payment terms. They can do all kinds of things, even if they can't sue you. Their hope is that you're going to pay some or all of the debt. However, regulations do allow specific actions to revive or restart a debt's statute of limitations at day one. This is known as re-aging an old debt. And believe me, debt collectors have strategies to trick or persuade you to unwittingly take those actions to reset the clock, putting you back at square one so they can sue you for the total amount owed. For instance, in some states, the statute of limitations clock restarts anytime you act on an old debt. That action could be something as simple as acknowledging that an old debt is yours, promising to make a payment, agreeing to a payment plan, or making a payment, no matter how small.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Zombie debt collectors will purchase old debts for literally pennies on the dollar. Their goal is to get something from you to make a profit. And as I mentioned, the debts could have already fallen off your credit reports or be time barred after the statute of limitations expires. Zombie collectors may even collect on debts you already settled or even those that were discharged in bankruptcy. So knowing what a debt collector can and cannot do is really important to protect yourself and avoid being taken advantage of. To stay safe from potentially harmful zombie debt collectors, I want you to be aware of the following tactics they may use. They may harass you. They may verbally harass you, and that is illegal according to the Federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. They may misrepresent their company. Collectors can't say, "Oh, I'm an attorney," or "I'm a litigation firm," when they're not. They may lie to you. Collectors are not allowed to tell you that you owe more than you do or that you're going to jail if you don't pay them. That is not going to happen. They may threaten a lawsuit. That's illegal if your debt's statute of limitations has expired, but it certainly can scare people into paying. They can't tell you they're beginning a lawsuit. Collectors may say they're going to sue you or try to sue you even when the statute of limitations has expired. So if you receive a summons, definitely pay attention to it because you have limited time to respond. And if you don't react to a summons in time, you may forfeit your right to fight the lawsuit using the statute of limitations as your defense. So, you know, don't let that paperwork scare you. You definitely want to respond to it. They may try to get you to pay for somebody else's debt. Remember that you're not responsible for debt that's not in your name. The only exception may be the debt of a deceased spouse if you live in a community property state. So if a creditor tries to trick you into believing that you owe a debt that isn't yours, making a payment to them could be construed as an admission that the debt is yours. They may promise to stop contacting you in exchange for a small payment. As I mentioned, that can be a setup to revive your debt and reset the clock on the statute of limitations so they can sue you for the total amount. They may promise to keep the debt off your credit report. As I mentioned, past due debt stays on your credit reports for 7 years, even if you settle or pay it off. So if a debt collector harasses you or lies, you can file a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Board. But remember, you don't have to tell a collector anything, no matter how often they call you, how many times they ask, you know, no matter what they say. Remember never to share confidential information with a collector, like your social security number. If you owe a debt, the lender would have the necessary information. If a collector contacts you by phone, you need to ask for their company name and address and simply say you will only communicate through the mail and hang up. Don't admit that you owe a debt. Don't engage in conversation. Don't debate the issue in any way. As I mentioned, that can, you know, really backfire against you. Even speaking with a collector is risky because you could accidentally say something that gives them a leg up or resets your debt's statute of limitations, allowing them to sue you. All communication with a collector should be done through snail mail, so you've got hard copies to back up what has happened. and you have the right to request verification of the debt by sending a certified letter back to the creditor within 35 days after receiving their first letter to you. They have to prove that you owe the debt and that they're authorized to collect it. So as you can see, the law regarding past due accounts is tricky. It's really easy to make a wrong move that could seriously hurt your finances. So I recommend weighing your options carefully and consulting with an attorney if you have an old debt. But I'm going to take you through four possible ways to handle an old debt, okay? Number one is to pay off the total amount of debt owed. Even if the statute of limitations expired on an old debt, you may still decide to pay the total amount. For many people, honoring debt is a moral obligation, even after struggling through financial hardship. If the debt hasn't already fallen off your credit report, paying it will change the account status from unpaid to paid, which does improve your credit. The second way to handle an old debt is to make payments on the debt. So if your financial situation has improved and you want to start chipping away at an old debt, remember that it could restart a new statute of limitations period, giving you less legal protection in some states. Again, if it's still on your credit report, having the account shown as paid will give your credit a chance to improve. The third option is to settle your debt for less. If you want to pay some of your debt, most collectors are very willing to settle for a partial payment. For instance, let's say you owe $10,000 and you can offer to pay $5,000 immediately. That might really appeal to the creditor. Always get a settlement offer in writing before you pay any amount. Otherwise, your payment could be considered a partial payment, reviving the statute of limitations in some states. When you settle a debt still on your credit report, the status will change to settled. You know, it will go from unpaid to settled for the remainder of its 7-year history. That indicates the debt was not paid in full as originally agreed, and that does hurt your credit scores. But that's certainly better for your credit than leaving it unpaid. But it's not as good for your credit as paying it in full. And the fourth way to handle an unpaid debt is to pay nothing. As I previously mentioned, if you don't pay a debt, you still owe it, even after the statute of limitations expires or it falls off your credit reports. Creditors can try to contact you and collect money indefinitely, even if they can't sue you. If you have money to settle a debt, that's likely the best way to pay less, and you may never hear from the creditor again. But if you can't afford a settlement, or you think a debt collector is an error, or maybe you're just not bothered by getting contacted by creditors, then you can opt to pay nothing. I really can't guide you on what is the best scenario because everyone's life and financial situation is different. You're the only one who genuinely knows if you can or can't afford to pay a legitimate debt. And if you have questions about old debt, I would definitely recommend contacting an attorney. They can be an intermediary between you and the collector and really help negotiate on your behalf. Thanks again to Darla for sending in her comment. If you're enjoying Money Girl, take a moment to let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode by rating and reviewing the show in your podcast app. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.